Today on The King is Coming.
There is nothing that you can do to make God love you any more or any less than He does right now. He loved you so much that He sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross and to pay the penalty for your sins. It is as simple as realizing your need for a Savior. I can't do it on my own, and neither can you. God wants to come to your rescue.
Hello, I'm Ed Heinzen, your host on The King is Coming. Today we have a very special program. You know, the Bible tells us that we're to pray continually and to give thanks always in all circumstances. But sometimes the circumstances are not what we anticipated. I have two special guests with me today, my daughter Linda and my granddaughter Jennifer. They went through an incredible, horrible experience several years ago, and in a minute we're going to show you a clip of what happened that night when they were hit head-on by a drunk driver and the miraculous work that God did to heal Jennifer and to give them a ministry called Hope Out Loud that's reaching the world for Christ. Right now, let's take a look at what went wrong that night when God was going right to accomplish His perfect will.
One juvenile female, unresponsive, two adult females, major injuries to the head.
All of a sudden, I remember Dad saying, "Watch out."
The next thing I remember, I'm waking up and my face is completely smashed up against the windshield.
I was in a state of shock because I was dying in the vehicle.
I looked to my left and I remember Jen laying limp in her seat.
The day began celebrating Josh's baseball tournament win and Jen's first choir concert. In a split second on the drive home, it would become their worst day.
The accident happened on this stretch of road less than a mile from the Barracks home. The family was told the driver was going nearly 80 miles an hour at the time, and no one remembers what happened next.
The entire family sustained life-threatening injuries and were rushed to four different hospitals. Jen wasn't expected to make it through the night.
Jennifer had a traumatic brain injury, and it was a global injury all through her brain.
In the days, weeks, and months when the Barracks couldn't care for themselves, family and friends pitched in, using the power of prayer, they say, to cope, hold on to hope, and deal with the anger. Doctors didn't expect Jen to recover at all. She was in a coma for 5 weeks, and her mom says the times she did respond were not encouraging.
We'd see half an eye for a little bit. It wasn't like she just woke up and could talk to us.
When Jen finally emerged from the coma, loved ones say she was singing gospel songs and reciting prayers as clear as she had before the accident.
Thank you for everything you're doing.
I just have to constantly be reminding myself that His plan is perfect and that He can and that I believe He will heal me in the right timing. I mean, it might not be for another year, or it might even be longer, or it could happen today.
That's right.
My faith is in the Lord.
When you survive something like that, you know that God has a different plan.
She would circle around the kitchen and she would say over and over again, "I'm going to have a ministry to the world."
Out of our story came our ministry, and we've been able to, you know, go and minister to many different people and have opportunities that if our wreck wouldn't have happened, that we wouldn't have had the chance to be able to do.
God empowers Jen to get on stage and speak now, and that's not how she was. She has a whole new personality. She has a whole new purpose in life, and it wasn't how she was prior to the accident.
God just gives me such a great peace, and He truly just helps me know
that, Jen, you aren't alone, and that I've opened up these doors of ministry for you, and I will provide.
He wants us to love people, love others, and love Him.
Wow, what an unbelievable night that was. I'll never forget it. It was awful for me as a grandfather to watch Jen in the hospital clinging to life. Linda, all smashed up with all kinds of broken bones and a scar across your face and everything else. And yet I knew God could do amazing things during that time. And all the books that you've produced, the ministry that you have today, if you want to check their ministry out, go to hopeoutloud.com and you can pull it all up. They have two new resources, Jen's book, Priceless, and her brand new book, Beyond Priceless, which we'll be offering to you today on the broadcast. But Linda, take us back to that night, to your experience as a mom and what was really going on.
Well, I just want to encourage everyone watching that if you're going through something hard, that God still does miracles. Doctors said Jen would never walk again or talk again, and we're here to just say that nothing is impossible with God. Jen was a Glasgow scale of 3 at the car wreck. And dead people are 3. And no one thought she would live through the night. And we prayed and prayed, and people all over the country prayed and fasted for God to heal Jen and to wake her up. And she was in a coma for 5 weeks. And doctors said she'll probably never wake up. She'll never walk. She'll never talk. And again, we just prayed and prayed. And as Jen started to emerge from this coma, she had no control of her arms and her legs. And she's in this bed that is zipped up like a tent to keep her from falling on the ground. And my husband and I are in wheelchairs, and we're sitting there, and we're just begging God to wake her up. And we're trying to communicate with her, but she can't really talk to us. It's just moans and groans. And but all of a sudden, one night, Jen started talking to Jesus. And it was this uninjured voice, and we could understand her. And she was just saying, Lord, should I go or should I stay? What would you have me do? And it was almost as if she was in God's throne room, and He was asking her questions and she was answering them. And I can still picture it in my mind. She's rolling around and she's getting all caught up in the feeding tube, and she's saying, okay, Lord, I'll do it, but there aren't words to describe you. You'll have to write it down. And as we watched our daughter for weeks, she wouldn't be awake very much. But whenever she was just praising God and saying, Lord, you're so good and you're so faithful. She couldn't sit up. She didn't know her name. She didn't know she had a brother. But she knew Jesus, and that was enough. And we saw two sides to Jen in the hospital, her mind and her body that was so broken, and yet her spirit was perfectly whole. The moment you invite Christ into your heart and life, His Holy Spirit comes to live inside of you. And that's what we saw in Jen. The Holy Spirit was perfect and beautiful inside of her. She could quote every verse she had ever hidden in her heart. She could sing every praise song word for word, and it was unbelievable.
I can remember asking you, Jen, if you could still quote all the books of the Bible, and you quoted all of them in order from Genesis all the way to Revelation.
That's actually how we got her to walk. They tried to get her to take a step, and she cried and said, I can't, I can't. And I knew she quoted them to Mom the night before. And so I started saying Genesis, Exodus, and she quoted every book of the Bible and took 66 steps. And that's how we got her to walk, was by connecting to her spirit. Mm. And there is one story that changed my life forever in the hospital, and I promised God I'd always tell it, but it was Christmas time, and you were there, Dad, and Jen, we were trying to get her to sing some Christmas carols because she was kicking and thrashing, and my friend Pam was on the ground rubbing her feet, and as we sang Silent Night, Jennifer started singing along with us. And she stopped kicking and thrashing her neck. And at the end, she's just glowing. And she's looking up to the left. And she says, Amen. And I looked at you, Jen, and I said, do you see Jesus? And I'll never forget what you said. Jen said, yes. Don't you see Him? He is standing right beside me. And Jen, you were completely blind at this time. You could not look at me because of your head injury and know that I was your mom. You had to hear my voice.
That's right.
And yet God made himself so real to you. And can you tell everyone just how you like to view Jesus?
Well, yes, I love to view Jesus as my escort because I love how Scripture promises that once we have invited the Lord into our hearts and into our lives to be our personal Savior, how God promises to never leave us or forsake us. So I love just to visualize Jesus being my escort and my lifelong companion. Yes.
We love the scripture, Isaiah 41:13, that says, "For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your hand and says, do not fear. I will help you." And for everyone watching, you are never alone. God is with you. He is holding your hand. Jennifer just has overflowing joy, and it's a gift that God's given her. And there are days as her mom that I struggle, and I wrestle with God, and I doubt different things because life is hard. Jen still has a brain injury, and her short-term memory comes and goes, and her vision is bad. Reading's hard for her. She can't drive a car, and Jen always says, I can't drive yet. But Jen, on the days when I'm struggling, what do you tell me?
I tell my mom that she needs a brain injury. I tell her that she needs to let go and to trust God because he has it all under control.
She'll say, "Mom, your problem is that your brain gets in the way and you think way too much." And I'm sure everyone watching can relate to that. So often we think why we can't do something or why we're not enough. And I just want to encourage you that God anoints your weak areas. Jen loves the scripture, 1 Corinthians 12:9, that says, "For my grace
is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness."
In fact, Jen, you even said, "Well, I want to be weak because I want God's perfect power. And we've learned so much. Yes. We've been on a long journey, and I'm sure many of you have been on a long journey. And one of the things I've learned from Jen is that we have to choose forgiveness. Yes. We've all been hurt in different ways. People hurt us. I'm sure you watching right now, you've had maybe a family member that's hurt you or lied to you or a friend, and it's so hard. And it was several years ago when Jennifer was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. And we found out it was from all the CT scans on her head. Mm-hmm. And as her mom, I went to a really dark place and I just was so angry because I felt like Jen was still suffering because of the sin of someone else. And maybe you're watching right now and you can relate to that. You feel like you suffer every day because of the poor choices of someone else. But when Jen found out she had cancer, what did you say?
"Well, not everyone understands brain injury, but we can all relate to cancer." And I said, "God's going to just expand my ministry."
She did. And she said, "I'm going to take my prayer book and hand it out to every doctor and every nurse at the cancer center." And that's what she did.
That's what we did.
And Jen, you also said to me when you found out you had cancer, you said, "God wants me to write the drunk driver a letter and tell him that I forgive him." And it's so powerful. I'm going to just have you read it.
Sure. "Yes, I wrote the drunk driver. Dear Corey, my name is Jennifer Barrick. I don't know if you know who I am, but I am a girl who prays for you every day. I am asking God to heal you so that you can talk and walk again. I have a brain injury because you were drinking and driving, and I have suffered a lot too, but I like to think that God has remodeled me and has made me better. Even though I have disabilities and struggle every day, God is using me in ways I never dreamed possible for his glory. I want you to know that I have forgiven you, not in my own strength, but in God's strength. I can't explain it, but God has given me a special love for you. I will continue to pray for you daily. Today, Lord, I choose to forgive Corey, just like you forgave me. Thank you for second chances."
Wow, that'll tear your heart out. That's just hard to hear even as a grandfather all these years later. and yet so thrilling to see, Jen, all the wonderful things that God has done in your life and through your life to touch thousands of people all over the world.
Jen first came home from the hospital, she would circle around the kitchen, and she still had a feeding tube hanging out of her, and I'm in a wheelchair, my whole left side is crushed, and Jen was saying, I'm going to have a ministry to the world. And I would say, Jen, you're crazy. I mean, you can't even find the bathroom. How are you going to have a ministry to the world? And you know, just this past year, someone printed her prayer book in Spanish, and 100,000 copies are being handed out right now all over the world. And these kids are being rescued from sex trafficking and from addiction, street kids, and women out of prostitution. And they are coming to know Jesus and coming to learn how to forgive and how God forgives them. And it's so beautiful how God, you know, when we go through something hard, Satan often lies to us and says, God doesn't love you. And it's a lie because God loves you so much. And if he allows you to go through something hard, he's going to carry you and he's going to use you in far greater ways for his glory. And Jen, you were looking in the mirror one day, and what were you doing?
I was counting my scars. I just wanted to know, you know, how many scars I had. And as I was counting my scars, it was just so cool how God is a God of detail. And he just spoke to my heart, and I could hear him saying, you know, Jen, when I look at you, I don't think, oh, you're the girl with all these scars. No, when I look at you, I see that you are beautiful. You are priceless. You are worth it. You are mine. And I just want to encourage you guys with that. You know, when God looks at you, he doesn't see your scars or your brokenness. No, when he looks at you, he sees your potential. He sees the amazing plans that he has in store for you and how he wants to use you for his glory.
Yes. Then what do we call our scars?
Oh, yes. So we say we no longer have scars, but we have beauty marks of God's faithfulness.
Now, they've written a number of books. One's called Beauty Marks. One is The Miracle for Jen. And then the two that we're offering, Jen's new devotionals for teenage girls and young adult women, Priceless and Beyond Priceless. When I feel terrible about myself, when I feel down, what does God say about me? And when I'm struggling, who's God when I feel terrible? So who am I in Christ, and who is God in me? These will bless your heart, bless your children, your grandchildren, your family. It'll open their heart to a young lady whose heart has always been wide open to God, and God continues to speak through her powerfully.
Books are so powerful, and what we're seeing is that grandmas and moms love doing it with their daughters, and it's a fun, interactive devotional, and today, when we turn on the news, everything is changing, but the new book, Beyond Priceless, talks about how when we feel different ways, our feelings go up and down, but God is the same, and it points you to who God is, and he never changes. He's the same. Jen, we were talking about scars, and I just wanted to go back to that for a minute because everyone watching has scars. They may not be physical scars, but emotional scars. Mm-hmm. And those are so painful. And we just want to encourage you that your pain has a purpose. And it will make you passionate to share Jesus with someone else. Your pain will put you face to face with someone else who's in pain. And what if you share Jesus with them and help change their destiny forever? Jen actually, she did hand out her prayer book to everybody at the cancer center. And 2 years later, we met a little lady that said she had no hair and she had a baseball cap. And she said, Jen, a nurse saved your prayer book for me. And I've been praying your prayers. And then she said, I even prayed the salvation prayer in the back, and I think it took. And her name is Florence, and a few months later, she passed away. And I was so sad at first because we thought that she was healed. But what did you say?
I said she is healed. She's dancing on streets of gold in heaven. She is healed.
And we often think of how we all have earthly facts that maybe we don't like. Jen's earthly fact was that she had thyroid cancer. But the heavenly reality is she had cancer at just the right time. And now Florence is in heaven for all of eternity. And so we just want to encourage you today that God doesn't look down on you because of your scars and your wounds. Instead, he wants to use you. And every time you share your story with someone and share Jesus, it gives your scars a purpose and it turns them into a beauty mark. And Jen, you said to me one day, you said, oh, someone else has scars.
Yes, Jesus. Jesus chose to keep his scars from dying on the cross for us. And I believe he did that because his scars shout, I love you. They shout, you were worth it. And I believe they shout, I would die on the cross all over again just to have a personal, intimate love relationship with you. I want to be your everything, your lifelong companion. Yes.
Jen, right before the car wreck, you wrote a journal about God's love.
Oh, yes.
And I think you can quote it. It starts with, I know life can be confusing.
Yes, I wrote, I know life can be confusing at times. It can be unfair and painful. But God loves everything about you. He created you and he takes great delight in you. There is nothing that you can do to make God love you any more or any less than he does right now. He loved you so much that he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross and to pay the penalty for your sins. It is as simple as realizing your need for a savior. I can't do it on my own, and neither can you. God wants to come to your rescue. You know, God doesn't force us to love him, because if he did, it wouldn't be real love. He gives us a choice. God longs for a personal, intimate love relationship with you. He wants to be your healer, deliverer, shield and defense, strong tower, and your best friend. Yes.
That God that has that kind of love for us loves us whether we're perfectly whole or imperfectly broken in some way, because we're all broken by the problem of sin. And Jesus went to the cross and took our sin upon himself, put it to death for us, and rose again triumphantly to offer us the gift of eternal life. And as a parent and a grandparent, to hear them share their story in spite of all that they've been through reminds me of the reality of God, the power of the gospel, the power of salvation, that there really is hope for the future, because God is the future. And God holds the future in his hand. Jen, there are probably a lot of people struggling with a lot of things right now at a time of year when we want to be thankful and grateful. And I want to ask you to take a minute, and would you pray for all of them right now?
Love to. Let's pray. Jesus, 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 Son of David, we run to you. Thank you for being a good, good father. And for my friends today, I just want to pray that you would help them know that you aren't done using them and their story, that they have a story that no one else has, and that their story shouts that you are real. So I want to pray today that you'd fill them with your strength and courage. I want to pray Romans 15:13 over them today. May the God of hope fill them with all joy and peace, so that they may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can put our trust in you and that you see us. And wow, to think, Daddy, that you know our name, that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords cares about us. Thank you, Lord, for loving us that much and how we are important to you. So bless my sweet friend today beyond measure with that hope and that joy and that perfect peace that is found in you and you alone. It's your name, faithful Father. Amen.
Linda, in our last seconds, a word for parents might be going through a tough time with their kids.
All the parents out there, I just encourage you to help your kids hide God's word in their heart, because God's word is alive and powerful, and it never comes back void. And we saw that so clearly in Jen as she's emerging from the coma and on all the hard days, how the Holy Spirit would bring to her mind the verses that she had hid in her heart. And I just encourage you as parents to make it fun. Jesus died to have a love relationship with you and with your children. Jesus didn't die to have duty or church, or it's not a drudgery. It's a love relationship. And so you can have fun when you read God's word, when you talk to God. You can sing praise songs together as a family. We would do the three P's when Jen came home. We prayed out loud, sang praise songs out loud, and the promises of God's word out loud. And it was the only way to connect with Jen, because the only part of her that wasn't injured was the Holy Spirit inside of her. And so in all of us, maybe you feel broken today. We are all broken in different ways. But I just encourage you to strengthen the part of you that's whole, and that is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit inside of you.
Amen. And that's why their ministry is called Hope Out Loud. You can go to their website and look all of that up, or you can come to ours at thekingiscoming.com. God bless you. We're grateful and thankful for all of you.
Hi, I'm Jen Barrick, and I have two really exciting books for you.
Jen's our granddaughter, and she tells the story of how she went through a tremendous accident. God healed her. She made a miraculous recovery, and then God gave she and her mom, Linda, a tremendous ministry, along with their dad, Andy Barrick, as well.
If you're a mom or if you're a grandma, you're going to want to buy this for all of your daughters. It is a fun, interactive devotional that teaches you how to talk to God and have a two-way conversation with Him, so that you're not just reading Scripture, but you're talking to God about it. The power of God and the Holy Spirit is so alive in her, and Jen would pray back to the Lord. And these devotionals are all about our feelings, like when I feel unworthy, who God is, or when I feel like I'm not enough, who is God? And today, while everything is changing, we need to run to God's word for truth. He is the one thing that never changes.
Priceless and beyond priceless. Get a copy for yourself and for your family.
Compiled by best-selling prophecy teachers Ed Heinsohn, Mark Hitchcock, and Tim LaHaye, The Harvest Handbook of Bible Prophecy is a can't-miss volume for your home library. Over 150 topics are presented from more than 40 of the world's foremost prophecy experts. They cover topics such as Armageddon, the Day of the Lord, Eternal Life, the Glorious Appearing, the Messianic Kingdom, the Millennium Rewards, the Tribulation, and much, much more. Whether you're passionate about studying prophecy, or the world we live in today is causing you to desire more understanding of what the Bible says about the end times, this book will challenge you and give new insights as it brings the prophetic scriptures to light in your life. To order your copy of the Harvest Handbook of Bible Prophecy for a gift of $40 or more, call 800-622-2767 or go to thekingiscoming.com today. America today is in a state of spiritual emergency. In his challenging and insightful four-part series, America in Crisis, Dr. Ed Heinsohn examines the current political, social, moral, and spiritual unrest in America. He exposes the causes of the current crisis and issues a clarion call for repentance and revival as America's only hope for the future. Don't miss this powerful series. To order your copy today, call the number on your screen or go to thekingiscoming.com. World Prophetic Ministries is recognized as a church and religious organization by the Internal Revenue Service, and thus all donations to World Prophetic Ministries are recognized as charitable contributions under the IRS code.